And we're back for anyone who's listening to the podcast. Work on those things with the intent of love to help other people, yourself and others, because that's what matters in the end, because it's positivity that you have to give out. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. It's what I'm trying to give to you guys. If you guys are laughing hysterically that there's some guy in an Iron Man suit, completely sober. I'm not drunk. I'm not on anything. I'm like literally just, if I'm high on anything, it's because I'm high on life right now and I'm enjoying it. And I want you guys to enjoy it as well, despite the circumstances, because it's really your state of mind where it matters the most. So that's where I'm held up at on today with this whole quarantine thing. I know it's probably dragging people down, creating a lot of shit. Basically, it's shit where people don't have supplies, they don't have food, they're losing jobs, and we're watching our economy come down, basically, where everyone's trying to do everything to work together and to make this as easy as possible for us. Like, it's weird, but it's been sort of like the most bipartisan thing that we've probably seen in the last few years, where we've had these politicians at each other's throats, and they still are, but to see it like this, where they're actively trying to work together and help each other, is pretty profound to see. And I hope other people can not just see that, but other things that maybe that they can reflect on a more on a closer basis, whether it's us reaching out to each other on Instagram to make sure we're okay, I think is beautiful. I think being able to talk to people in your community to see how they're doing is a beautiful thing to do. Like sending out a phone call to say a family member who you haven't talked to in months for really no good reason is something that should definitely be something that you consider doing and jumping on top of and trying to be there for people. So that's where I'm at right now. Trying to cover the whole idea of altruism. We're just working selflessly, especially in these trying times in our turbulent waters that we're all in. Just anchor yourself. Think of yourself as a vessel that is just going through a stormy ocean, and you've just got to weather it and be present and anchor yourself. Be calm. Don't seclude yourself, because really there's no reason why we should be. I mean, we've got the most powerful technology that we've ever seen. Like, these phones are crazy. Like, to do meetings online is crazy. And following sort of the technology that's going on is pretty awesome. For instance, I was listening to a talk last night. It was the first AA talk that was ever recorded, first known recorded AA talk. And it was from 1959. And the person was talking about how his drinking had basically tore his life apart. He went from being this put together business person, but it all came down from his drinking and his selfishness and not having humility or any faith. And he said he got to a point where he was contemplating suicide and killing himself. And I'm sure many people have thought that at some point. But he said something that really struck me, and this is a talk that's from 1959, where he said, if you don't care, you're done. And that's the reality of it, is if you don't care, you're done. And I was at a low point yesterday, and I listened to that, and I was like, wow. I was like, what a crazy thing to hear, and I'm glad I get to share it with you guys. Because that talk was from 1959, and he's sharing that with somebody where it's probably saving their lives, and that's long after he's probably passed away, to be able to share that sort of message to me in 2020 is incredible. So that's where I want to leave you guys. Hope you guys all enjoyed this episode of Sober Motivation. You guys can follow me on Facebook, on Instagram and TikTok. I'm on there now. I've been putting out a little bit of content. So if any of you guys are looking to get into the TikTok game, I would recommend it. Any of you influencers that are interested in it. I'm on TikTok and Instagram at Sober Motivator. And then I'm on YouTube, Sober Motivation. The website, SoberMotivation.com, and all the other podcast platforms are under Sober Motivation. So there you have it. Hope you guys all have a wonderful Thursday evening. I will catch you guys all soon. And last but not least, see how we get this thing on. Stay sober, stay motivated.
You are listening to Sober Motivation, where we believe in sobriety, recovery, and motivation for everyone.
Hey, I am altruism man. So, today we're going to talk about altruism, picking that as our 21st episode, 22nd episode of Sober Motivation. And today, the reason why I'm talking about altruism is that I want to talk about selflessness and why that's so important to me right now, because I know some of you guys are really struggling right now with this whole coronavirus that's going on and how it's affecting you, and not just you, but it's also affecting the people around you and creating anxiety and stress and all these other things. But at the same time, from what I've been gathering from the program that I've been working, is how important selflessness is and how important it is to love and give those around you the support that you know you need as well, and how in doing that actually gives you the ability to stay grounded. And that's really what I was getting out of my meditation today when I ran down to the beach. I got my meditation headphones on, popped on my Calm app. And if you guys are wondering what apps are for meditation, I'd recommend Calm. It costs $14.99 a month, though. So I know there's definitely alternatives for meditation. But really, it was a great bit for me to listen to, especially now, because we're going through such turbulent times. And I was able to reflect on the importance of grounding yourself and really on anchoring yourself down so that you can, for one, not go crazy yourself, but also show love to yourself as well. Like, put your hand on your heart and feel your heart beat and realize that there is something there, and that it is your life. It is love that created you, in a sense. You know, the love that you're here now, breathing, enjoying your day at some capacity is important. But also to use that same energy in your heart and love that you build for yourself to give it to other people around you who need the love, the support, your ability to stay calm, give positive vibes to those around you. Just do it. Just be there for yourself. Breathe. Don't get yourself caught up in these wires of trying to fix problems in the future that aren't there yet. And that doesn't mean to just flat out blow off everything that's going on in your life. Recognize them for sure, but don't get to a point where you're trying to create plans for certain things in a way that will stop you from ultimately completing goals that you have set for yourself. For instance, and that's why I love Iron Man so much, and I love the Avengers Endgame and how symbolic it was when Doctor Strange puts up that one signed to Tony Stark saying, like, this is the one moment, the one out of 23 million chances that we'll have to defeat Thanos. And it was really interesting when I thought about that, because if, say, if Doctor Strange told Tony Stark before, the guy who was known to not have a heart, that the only way that everybody would come out and beat Thanos in the end, and I'm getting emotional thinking about it, was that he's going to have to die, and he's going to have to selflessly give from himself so that other people can live. And that's really important for everybody right now, and for me as well, because that's what I want to give to you guys, is positivity that you guys can pass on. You know, you guys can say, hey, look, there's this crazy guy in a vlog talking about Iron Man and how important he is to maybe think about how he dealt with Thanos. Because, yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet was powerful. Thanos was friggin' powerful. But guess what? At the end of the day, like, Iron Man freaking killed him. A human being with barely tin armor took out the most badass villain in the universe. Took him out completely. And it was out of love that he did it. So that's where I see this whole thing. This is where I see myself in it, in an Iron Man suit, crazily enough. But it's more about how to give and be selfless in your life, and how to give to others as much as you can in the best way possible. So that's really important to think about for me, and anchoring myself and looking at projects that I want to start working on. And maybe there's projects that you want to start working on, and breathe and work on them. Set the goals to work on them out of love too. I recommend to whatever goals that you're working on, if it's for yourself and it betters, and because of those goals, they better the people around you. For instance, doing a podcast where you get to communicate with people. And I'm going to drop the sponsor right here for you guys.